One of my favorite topics, like anybody cares what my favorite topic is, but it's a lot of people's favorite topic. We're talking about Lollipop Farm and Barktoberfest. Nikki, Ashley, how you doing?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Ashley, pull that into you. There you go. A little closer. You got to be, right on that thing so we can hear
you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's all right. So let's see. We're talking September 24th. How many, is this the 22nd, 3rd? How many?
26.
Barktoberfest.
26 Barktoberfests.
I'm old, man, because I was at the first one. It's like a long time ago. Do we have the dogs playing again?
We do. Yeah, we're going to have live bands. We're going to have food vendors. There's going to be costume contests and all sorts of things. It's going to be a great time. Bring your whole family. We can't wait to see everybody Saturday, September 24th.
And I got I got the text not too long ago. You have a special guest this year, Nikki?
We do. So Noodle the Pug and his dad, Jonathan Graziano, they are social media sensations, if you've ever heard of Bones No Bones Day.
Okay.
So Jonathan will set Noodle up and see if he wants to do things that day and it's a bones day, or if he wants to just lay down and not do anything, and that is No Bones Day. So they're going to be there.
Hopefully it's a bones day.
Hopefully it's a bones day. If not, I guess we just go to the festival instead of the walk. We'll figure it out that day, I guess. But he will have a little carriage. So if it's a no bones day,
so
we'll
Noodle,
still be good.
Noodle and John will be leading the walk.
Yeah, they're going to be leading the walk. They're also going to be there for a special book reading and signing of their new children's book, Noodle and the No Bones Day. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a number one bestseller right now. So we're really excited to be partnering with Barnes & Noble so that we'll have books available and you can get it signed by Jonathan and Noodle.
Nice.
It's a podograph.
A podograph. Okay. You guys think of everything, I swear. So Noodle has 8 million followers. Is that what I'm...
Correct.
And more.
Sure it's growing.
They've been on Good Morning America and all the circuit, the whole circuit. Right? I don't see all that because I'm in here usually.
They started out on TikTok and, you know, it's just grown from there. And, you know, they just are a wonderful, positive, uplifting account that you can follow. It's just wonderful.
So, of course, we're talking about the Walk for the Animals at Barktoberfest at Lollipop Farm, which has been around for over 140 years.
Yeah,
I don't know if a lot of people
next year we turn 150.
Yeah.
It's a big year for us.
That is crazy. So, Lollipop Farm. I've been seeing things on social media. You guys are full, right? Is the shelter full?
You know, we are doing our very best to help everyone in the community. And we are very full with animals. You know, it's the summer months. We get a lot of animals during those months, especially cats. We took in a very large case of small animals that continues to...
Oh, all the mice.
Yes, all the mice. if you want a mouse, now's the time. You know, they continue to need our care. We have over 800 there at the shelter. So it's, you know... We are always looking for ways to help people that need it as they're coming in, but we're also looking for a lot of adopters right now.
Yeah, yeah. Rehome everybody. A lot of times, and people sometimes give up their pet without, I don't know how to put this, but without going through marriage counseling. And you guys can help, right?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because it's behavioral, right? A lot of times it could be the behavior of the animal.
Or even veterinary, you know, there's a lot of reasons that people come to us looking for, help with rehoming their pet. And a lot of times, you know, we feel like they came a little too late, right? Like you're already at the point where you just don't know what else you can do.
Right.
So we encourage people, give us a call, like as soon as you start to have problems, because we can hook you up with some resources.
Right.
So give you some counseling on whether or not it might be behavioral. And here are some great trainers in the area.
You still have the hotline?
We do. We have the Pet Peeves hotline. So a lot of like frequent flyer problems, like my cat is peeing outside their box, and we can help you troubleshoot those types of things so that you can keep your pet in your home.
Right. Yeah. So you don't have to give them up.
Yep.
That's
exactly
what I said. Marriage counseling. And of course, we always, you guys fund, I don't know if people realize it, but you fund the law enforcement as well, right?
Yes.
Reno and those guys.
Yeah. So our humane law enforcement investigators, they are an amazing resource for our community. They've they are doing tremendous work. They've been doing a lot of arrests this summer.
I've seen you guys be in the news a lot. You know, some people doing horses and stuff like that, right?
And
just neglect.
Yeah. So just recently they had a case where there were horses that, you know, they were in really terrible condition. Some of them were standing in like 2 feet of manure. They hadn't seen a farrier in quite some time, if ever. So, you know,
that means their hooves were too big.
Yes,
right?
Their hooves were too big. But to the point where it was hard for them to stand and bear their own weight. So, I mean, that's just, it's just terrible to see. And this is one of those times where it's like, you know, if you're having a trouble, please call us before this gets to this point, because we would rather be providing education and resources than having to make an arrest.
Yeah, than arresting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a big thing that they do as well, is not just obviously making those arrests, but also just education, helping, you know, if someone needs food, if they just have are having a hard time. You know, our humane law officers do a lot within the community, even more than I think a lot of people realize.
I know there's some retired police that are doing it now, too. A friend of my son's who retired from his force, you know, is now one of your guys.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes. It's pretty cool.
And last year alone, we handed out over 14,000 pounds of food to people that were in need. You know, our area is seeing a lot of economic distress in these times, and people they're losing their jobs, they're having to downsize. And so we're trying to provide resources wherever we can to keep pets with their families, because the last thing you want when you're going through a hard time is to also give up a member of your family.
One of the things, too, that would be important to mention is Pet Supplies Plus.
Yeah.
Russ and his crew, he feeds all the animals for you guys, right?
He is such an amazing
human. I don't know if people realize this.
Just, we're so lucky to have him in the area. He is our presenting sponsor for Barktoberfest. So not only is he supportive in feeding all of our cats and dogs and providing our dry and wet food for them, but also, you know, he comes out to support our events. When we had the small animals, he's been a tremendous resource for helping us to get food and to get bedding and all the things that we need. He's just been really wonderful.
Are you still taking in? I remember I had a bunch of toilet paper tubes I was going to bring out.
Right now, it's bedding that we really need. Care Fresh bedding, everyone.
As well as the tanks.
Yes.
So with so many of them, we need space for them.
Oh, sure.
So critter cages are a big thing.
So if you have any in the attic or in the basement,
we'll take them.
Not using any longer? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Aquariums, where those work,
I mean,
too?
They're basically the same thing. Yeah, yeah. They just need the mesh top.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so could make that happen. What else? What else is going on the day of the 24th of September when we do the Walk for Animals and Barktoberfest?
Oh, my goodness.
Nikki,
we have so much going on.
Come on, Nikki.
So much going on. What do you mean? Well, Dino's going to be there.
Okay. That's a big selling point.
One of my favorite things that we brought back is the Family Fun Zone. So there's activities for kids. So this is truly like for everyone in your family. There's a ton of activities for kids. They do a scavenger hunt. That was really popular last year. There's crafts, and it's a bounce house. They have a tremendous time over in that area. But then there's stuff for your dog too, which is wonderful, right? So we have our hot dog eating bobbing contest. We have the pie eating contest, which is a new one from last year, where actually you and your pup
are
have
in the
to,
competition. Yes,
compete. So I think that's really fun to be a team member with your pet. And then also we have the costume contest, which is just adorable.
That's the awe factor of it.
Yeah.
Everybody goes,
some people pull out like all the stops, and it's just
amazing.
Some
of the costumes are amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's crazy like that. And like we said, we mentioned the dogs. Mm-hmm. The dogs are a band.
Yeah. It's a live band. There's going to be lots of food options available. Donuts Delight is going to be there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tons of vendors, pet-friendly vendors. So learning all the different things that are available for your pet in the community. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can I take a pup home that day?
So our adoptions will be open that day.
Yes, because it used to not be that way. It used to not be that way.
Yeah, you know, now that we've been gotten a little bit bigger, we've been able to accommodate adoption, especially now that it's back at the shelter. So, yeah.
Nice. And we will have also two options for the walk as well. So there is a shorter option this year. So for people with senior pugs like Noodle, or for families.
What's
so that's,
the walk, a mile and a half or something?
There's
like
a mile
that?
And a half, but there's also the half mile option now, which is basically just going around like the farm walk.
Just around the farm, yeah.
Which is beautiful.
It is.
We've got tons of horses out there right now. It's it's really gorgeous.
The walk is beautiful. I mean, if anybody has never seen the grounds behind Lollipop Farm, it's
There's tons
really
of nature trails back there. And fall is actually my favorite season there because like all the leaves turn bright red and it's just beautiful.
Well, we'll see if it's that September 24th. It's not that far away.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be beautiful.
Are you wishing summer away, Ashley?
No,
is that it?
I would never, never.
What other challenges and what other ways can people help Lollipop Farm if they can't join us on the 24th for Barktoberfest?
You know, right now, one of the biggest things that we're looking for is people that are able to foster. And not just any types of foster, right? Like, obviously, we will take help wherever we can get it. But for our adult animals, sometimes that can be a real challenge. So you're talking about your dogs or our adult cats, you know. People love to take little kittens and they think they're really cute. Our bottle babies can be a little bit of a challenge too, especially because they have to get up just like any other baby to feed them. So that is, those volunteers are just like the most amazing people.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of our dogs, you know, the kennel environment isn't always the best environment for rest and recovery.
Right.
And especially high energy dogs like that need, you know, we try and walk them and give them as much enrichment as possible. But nothing beats a yard and a home and people that are with them.
And kids to play with.
Exactly. So we're just looking for people who would be willing to temporarily take pets in right now, whether they have a veterinary issue and they just need a little bit more time and a checkup before they're ready to go home, or if, you know, the kennel environment isn't that great for them,
right,
being able to adopt them from a home is just as great, if not even better than the shelter.
And one of the issues why the kennel fills up is because of spay and neutering.
Yes.
Is there still assistance for that? So some people, because it's not cheap sometimes to get an animal spayed or neutered. Do you still have programs to help?
There are still programs. So we do have the SNP program.
There is, that's a good idea.
So it's the Spay and Neuter Incentive Program, the SNP. And it's basically just a way to help, again, with that population control, but also to help the community and help those families that might not have those resources to begin with. So just a way of helping our community as much as possible. Our veterinary team is amazing, and they do so much work. In such a short amount of time. Sometimes they're doing, you know,
you guys
80
do
surgeries a week.
I was
going to
say,
know,
so many surgeries going on.
Last year, they performed over 8,500 surgeries, so 8,500. Like, they are an incredible team.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like clockwork in there.
They are.
You know, I've seen them do their thing, and
the transformations, too. It's not just like, just the speed that they go, but the amount of care that they place into every animal and how invested they are in every animal. You know, to see some of these guys come in, we just had a kitten come in who was in really rough shape, and one of our vet techs has been taking them home and nursing them overnight, and to see them become a playful kitten again, it's just incredible.
Yeah, I love, you've seen the dodo stuff,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see, you can't believe that they even live.
Oh yeah.
And the way that they look sometimes when they're found, and then with a little care and a little love, they come back.
Yeah.
It's
They're miracle
crazy.
Workers back there.
Yeah, yeah, it's craziness. All right, we're almost out of time. So what else do we need to know? How do we sign up for the walk and all that? The Walk for the Animals?
The Walk for the Animals. So if you go to lollipop.org/BeeFest, you can go ahead and sign up. There's two options this year. You can either be a hero or a junior hero. So if you have the little ones and you want to have them come with you, you can definitely have them sign up as well. We do have numerous teams, including Team Noodle, if you want to sign up for that.
Yeah, you're with the Noodle team.
And or you can just come to the festival as well. That is always an option too.
And what I always tell everybody is, if you want to see any kind of breed of dog in person, that's the day you can see it. Yeah. There's just about any kind of dog you've
everybody
ever wanted to see
out.
In person.
Everybody's out yeah. there. Yeah. And it's so wonderful because not only are everybody coming out, I always say it's the most fun way you can help pets. And it's really easy too, because once you sign up, you can easily attach it to your Facebook and then fundraise from your Facebook page.
Yeah,
so just
right.
post and let people know that you're out there for the animals, and you'll be amazed who comes back and says, I want to support them too.
There you go. It is Barktoberfest, the Walk for the Animals, Saturday, September 24th at Lollipop Farm in Egypt, New York. Is that true? Or is it? Are you guys technically...
We're Fairport, technically.
It's technically Fairport.
Right by Egypt.
You have to go through Egypt to get there, right? So lollipop.org/BeeFest.
Right.
Get all the information there. And like I said, if you want to see every kind of dog imaginable in person, they are there. And it's just fun. Plus the dogs, their play, they're a lot of fun. They do nothing but fundraising. When they play out, those guys.
Yeah.
And so, Nikki and Ashley, thank you for coming in. And we'll see you the 24th at Lollipop.
We'll see you there.
Thanks so much.